Today, sharing the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Kiddushin Daf Mem Vav. We begin with the Mishnah about a third of the way down. The Mishnah begins and tells us that we had this Mishnah actually in the Shia the other day, so it's a little bit of a Chazara. Omer Leisha, if a man says to a woman he wants to be Mekadishah, and he says, Hiskachi li bitmorazu, I want you to become married to me with this tomorrow, with this date. And then he repeats and he says, Hiskachi li bizu, I want you to become married to me, have Kiddushin with me with this date, a separate date. So there are two separate statements over here. I want you to become married to me the first stage of marriage with this date. And then he repeats and he says, I want you to become married to me with this date, a different date. So the Mishnah tells us, if either one of these two dates is worth a shava pruta, you can't combine the two because each one was a separate statement. But if either of them has the value of a shava pruta, so then the kiddushin works. The imlav, however, if neither of them has a shava pruta, even though together they have a shava pruta, ain't a mekudesh. So if one is worth 3/4 of a pruta, the other is worth 3/4 of a pruta, together they're worth a pruta and a half, nevertheless, this woman is not mekudeshes, because he had said each one is a separate act, hiskachi li bitmarazu, with this one, and only this one. Then the second statement's unrelated to that. His kashli bitmaruzu, only this one, and not the other one. So if either of them has a shava pruta, she's married with either one of them. The first one is good, then she's married. That's the end of the discussion. The first one didn't have a shava pruta, but the second one did, so then she's married with the second one. But you can't combine them if you use this lashon of his kashli. And we had previously mentioned that this is the shita of Rabbi Shimon. That's why we had mentioned this previously, and we'll see this again in the Gemara. However, next statement. If the person had said to a woman, Hiskachi li bizu ubizu ubizu, I want you to become married to me, to be mekudeshes to me, with this tomorrow, and this tomorrow, bizu ubizu ubizu. So, im ye shava pruta bekulon, here he's combining them. So, as long as there's a shava pruta in all three of them together, each one can be worth a third of a pruta. But all together, they're worth a shava pruta, so then mekudeshes, the woman is mekudeshes, because it's a package deal over here. All three of them are considered together. However, v'im lav, if none of them alone certainly have a shava pruta, but even if all three combined don't have a shava pruta, so then of course, ain't a mekudesh, because he didn't give her a shava pruta. Now we have a third statement in the Mishnah, and the Gemara will discuss, is this third statement going back on the Reisha, his kachli, or is it going on the second part, the middle part, where he said, his kachli bizu, bizu, ubizu. So the third statement is, ha'isa'ocheles rishona rishona, if she now ate them, as she was given each tomorrow, she ate it, and it's no longer present at the time that his concluding statement is made. In this situation, Eina Mekudeshes Ad She Bi'achas Mi'en Shava Pruta. In this situation, she will not be considered to be married unless one of them had a Shava Pruta. This will be problematic the way I just explained it, which is the reading of the words, and the Gemara will revise this, but right now we'll just leave it as Eina Mekudeshes Ad She Bi'achas Mi'en Shava Pruta until one of them has a Shava Pruta. If one of them doesn't have a Shava Pruta, even though all three of them have a Shava Pruta, she would not be considered to be married. And we'll have to explain exactly this third statement. Does it go on the Reisha? We'll see that's the opinion of Rav and Shmuel. Or does it go on the middle part, Hiskashli Bizu, Ubizu, Ubizu, which we'll see is the opinion of Rav Ami. Okay, let's go to the Gemara now. Well, the first thing we do is we say that the Reisha is Rabbi Shimon's opinion, which we had previously. Man Tana, who is the author? Hiskachli Bitmarazu. Hiskachli Bitmarazu, whose opinion is that these are two separate acts of Kiddushin, and therefore you can't combine the two, and if either one of them has a Shava Pruta, she's married, but if together they have a Shava Pruta, but neither one has a Shava Pruta on its own, they're not married. So this is the statement of Rabbi Shimon. Amar Rabba Rabbi Shimon hi. The Amar Achi Amar Shvua L'kol Echav Yechav. We had this in the case of a pikadon. You have five different people that gave a pikadon to Reuven. And Reuven denies getting this pikadon from each of them. And he then admits afterwards, and if we have to bring carbon osham. And in this situation, if he had said, I deny from each of you, and he just gave a single term, no, I deny getting it from you, 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 and you, so all five of them, then he only brings one carbon osham. But if he says, I deny it from you, a shvur that I didn't get from you, then he says, a shvur that I didn't get from you, shvur that I didn't get from you. If he uses it loshon, like hiskachili b'tamrazu, he says, shvur bizu, and then he says, hiskachili b'tamrazu, or shvur bizu. So then, in this situation, the two are analogous, and Rabbi says, this Mishnah, therefore, is the opinion of Rabbi Shimon, who says, the Omer, at Shomer Shvur L'Kolech V'Yechad, you'd only be chayv one Korban Hashem, you wouldn't have to go and bring a separate Korban Hashem unless you said Shvur that I didn't steal your Pekodim. Shvur that I didn't steal your Pekodim, then he'd have to make five Korban Hashems. Okay, that was very simple, straightforward. Now we get to a little bit more complicated. We now have to explain the second case in the Mishnah. Bizu, ubizu, ubizu. So he had said, in that situation, you're not going to be mekudeshes unless all of them have the value of a shava pruta. If yesh b'kul and shava pruta, then she would be considered mikudeshes. But then we have the third part of the Mishnah, which had stated that if she had eaten it, however, hois ocheles, so then rishona, she ate them one at a time before he can finish saying this, you should be mikudeshes with this tomorrow as well. So then, so the question now the Gemara asks is, ahai, this third part of the Mishnah, is it going on the first part of the Mishnah, or is it going on the second part of the Mishnah? So, ahai, which one does it go on? So let us suggest, let it go on the first part, let us say it goes on that. So then the Gemara questions, let us say, my ear yocheles, so what difference does it make if she eats it or not? Afilu manachas nami, even if it's still there, she's not going to be mikudeshes unless it has a shava pruta. So the ha, hiskachi li bezu, because he says you're only mikudeshes with this one, so whether it's make if she eats it or not, it's given to her, and at that point in time, it is now hers. If it's a shavu pruta, she's married. If it's not a shavu pruta, she's not married. What difference does it make if she eats it? It makes no difference. So this third part of the Mishnah, where it says hay socheles, if she ate it, so then that can't be going on the reisha. Then the only other choice is the sefer, which means the middle part. El sefer goes on the second statement of the Mishnah, the middle statement of the Mishnah. That also doesn't make any sense. Because va'afilu b'kamaisa, you're telling me that this would work, that as long as one of them has a shava pruta, right? The conclusion of the Mishnah is hoyso cheles rishona, and mikudeshes achshei bi'achas mihen shava pruta, one of them has to have a shava pruta, but that implies even the first one could be a shava pruta, but that can't be. B'ha milvehi, in this situation, when she's given the first date, he hasn't finished the kiddushin. If she eats that date is, so to say, gone from the world. And she owes him the money for that date if she doesn't accept the kiddushin. So it's like a milva. So how could she be mukudeshes with a milva? We know the rule is you can't be mukadesh a woman with a milva. If a woman owes a man money and he says, okay, that milva that I gave you, that's your kesef kiddushin. It doesn't work. It was a milva. And therefore, she's not mukudeshes with that kesef. So therefore, this is a milva. The first date that she got, if she ate it, it's not extant, it's not around, so that's a milva, and you can't be mekadesh with a milva. So we have a problem over here. The third statement of the Mishnah can't go on the first part of the Mishnah and can't go on the middle part of the Mishnah. Which part is it qualifying it? So along comes Rabbi Yochanan and says, this is a very difficult Mishnah to figure out. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Hari Shulchan, we have the table all set. Vari Basar, there's meat on the table. Vari Sakit, and there's a knife ready to cut the meat. The Ein Lanu Lechol, the Bached's words, Ein Lanu Peh Lechol. We can't eat over here. In other words, we have this Mishnah beautifully laid out in front of us. We got everything there, but we don't understand it. So Yochanan says, this Mishnah is a Pella. We can't say that the third part of the Mishnah is explaining the first part of the Mishnah or the second part of the Mishnah. What is it explaining? So we have two terutzim right now. The first one is Rabu Shmuel. Rabu Shmuel, Amri Tavayu, they say that the third part of the Mishnah is actually the Olam HaReisha, is explaining the Reisha of the Mishnah. How could that be? We had said that what difference does it make if you eat it or it's munachas? Each one is a separate statement. Hiskashli b'tmarazu, hiskashli b'tmarazu, it's a separate statement. So the Gemara says, v'lo mi boy kamar. No, the chiddush over here, according to Rabu Shmuel, is that you don't have to tell me this. V'lo mi boy kamar, there's a chiddush over here anyway. What do we mean? It goes without saying anyway. So lo mi boy, you don't have to tell me the case of manachas where the date is still present. Of course, if the date has a shava pruta, she's married. If the date doesn't have a shava pruta, she's not married. And you don't combine the two because they're two separate statements, like we said in the name of Rabbi Shimon. So hiskashli b'tmarazu, hiskashli b'tmarazu, the woman is not married unless there's a shava pruta. You don't have to tell me the case of manachas. Of course, it is. The Ika Shava Pruta, and if one of them has a Shava Pruta, she's married. The Lo, if doesn't, neither one of them has a Shava Pruta, she's not married. That's very straightforward. Lo, my boy, come. You didn't have to tell me that case. The case you had to tell me was Avolo Cheles, when she was given his Kachli Betwarazu, and she ate it. So if it's less than a Shava Pruta, we should say the Kedusha is not good. But here we might have thought, in a case Avolo Cheles, whole umikriva haniyosa, since she's getting benefit right away, immediately, she really is hungry, and she wants to eat this date, you might have thought that the general rule that it has to be shava pruta is not applicable in this situation. Ema gomra umikinaya nafsha. She's willing to, so to say, give herself over in kedushin for something that's less than a shava pruta. Normally, say, a bas yisrael would not be giving herself over kedusha for something insignificant, like something that's less than a shava pruta. But here, since she's hungry and she ate this, one might have thought that here she is willing to give herself away for less than a shava pruta. Therefore, the chiddush of the reisha is kamashvala, no, unless there's a shava pruta in either one, even though she ate it right now. You don't say that hoel umikriva haniyasa. We don't say that, and therefore you still need to have a shava pruta. That's how Rav Shmuel learned the third part of the Mishnah is qualifying the first statement in the Mishnah. That's the teretz of Rav Shmuel. Rav Ami gives a different teretz. He says the third part of the Mishnah is qualifying the second part, the mitziyasa, or what we call the seifa of the Mishnah. Rav Ami amar liolam haseifa. It's going on the second part of the Mishnah, which we're calling the seifa. And umai, when it said, ad shei beachas min shavu pruta, it could be shavu pruta in any of them. Why is that not a milva? Because he didn't mean any of them. Substitute for the word ad shei beachas min shavu pruta, it really should have said ad shei boachrona shavu pruta. If the last one has a shavu pruta, so even if she eats that last one, then it's not called a milva, because as soon as he gives it the last one, he's done with the kiddushin, and it's no longer a milva. Now it's kiddushin. So if the last one also has a shavu pruta, then she is married. The fact that the first one and the second one had a shavu pruta is irrelevant at this point, because she ate them. That's a milva. You can't be mekadesh with milva. But the third one, the last one, ache b'achrona shavu pruta, if that one has a shavu pruta, that's not a milva, and therefore she's mekudeshes. But if the third one doesn't have a shavu pruta, then she's not mekudeshes, because the first one and two that she'd gotten, she ate them up, and they're a milva, and you can't be mekadesh with the milva. So that's how Rav Ami understands the Mishnah. So again, quickly, Rav and Shmuel, they understand that the third part of the Mishnah qualifies the first part of the Mishnah, and Rav Ami says that the third part of the Mishnah qualifies the second part of the Mishnah. Okay. Mor says, Amar Rava, from Rav Ami, we can learn three things. Shmami Nomi, the Rav Ami Tlos. We can learn three things from Rav Ami. What are the three things? So Amar Rava, Shmami Nomi, the Rav Ami Tlos. Shmami Nomi, number one, Hamakadish Bimilva Eino Mikudeshes. We see this din that you can't go and be Mekadesh a woman with a milva, from the fact that the first date that he gave her, the second date that he gave her, if she ate them, they're considered a milva, and you can't be Mekadesh a woman with a milva. You see this from Rav Ami's din. That's number one. Shmami number two, here we see that the third date, which does have a shava pruta, is able to be mekadesh the woman, and at the same time, there was a milva, date number one, date number two, which is not going to be what's mekadesh the woman. So you see that if you have both a milva and a pruta, the woman's mind, so to say, is on the pruta, and even though there was a milva, that's not what she's expecting the kedushin to be chal on, but she's expecting the kedushin to be chal on the pruta, and therefore, if you have both the milva and a pruta, the din is that she has in mind to be mekudeshes with the pruta, and therefore this is a valid kedushin. And we turn to Mem Vav Omer Beis for the third one, Ushmamino. The third thing that Rav Ami teaches us is Moz bi Alma Chozrin, that when you're giving money for kedushin, and the kedushin don't take effect, so that you have to return that money. As the top Rashi tells us, kol kiddushin she'enon kiddushin, if a man gave a woman money or dates or some item for the purposes of kiddushin, but then it turns out that it isn't a valid kiddushin, so lo aminan mos matana. We don't say the mos was a matana, oh, she gets to keep the money. No, ela pikado, it is considered like a deposit, the chozrin, and she has to go and return it. Behainu, dekori lo lahach ocheles rishona milva. That's why we say when she eats the first one, that is like a milva. Tekiva nachaloso, the lisnu, bishas gemar kiddushin, since it's no longer present at the time of the gemar kiddushin, when he gives her the final date, so then lo mikudeshes ben, that was a milva, and she wasn't mikudeshes with it, bahava lo could be called though, shacholoso, and it's like a pikadon that she ate, and the is avid milva bachiloso, and she has, so to say, used up this milva with her eating it, the iamris moz bi'amo matana, if you're saying it was a matana, so then the lo gemar kiddushin lo boy ladrinu, she wouldn't have to go and return it if there was no kiddushin. Hashu de gomir, lav mikdosh bimilvahu, since we say that this is not a mikudeshes with a milva, and therefore, it's not a kinyan of kiddushin, but it's also not a matana. So therefore, ha matana nabi lo hevi, de lo ha aminas kiddushin, it was only given with the understanding that if you become a kudeshes to be, then you get to keep it. And therefore, at the conclusion, the gomar tvarav, she's not mekudeshes, so therefore she has to go and return it. So that's the third shmamina, mos bi amochos, that the money given in this situation has to come back. Okay. Nadigmar continues and says, now some have the girsa de itmar over here, but Tosus points out in the Ramaskul de itmar that he says that is the goris itmar. The more correct way to be goris over here is just itmar. And that's why we have the two dots over here, because this is now a separate statement. It's not directly coming on Ushmami no amos bi almochosun like one might have possibly interpreted it. So Tosus says the more preferable girsa is the girsa that we have, which is itmar and not de itmar, and the two dots are appropriate over here. In any event, the more now states itmar, hamikad. If a man is Mekadesh's sister, now of course the Kesef of Kiddushin cannot work. A person cannot be Mekadesh's sister. And the Gemara will say everybody knows that. So the bottom line is that when you gave your sister money for Kiddushin, so what was the purpose of that? So Rav Omar Mos Chosrin, the money has to come back because everybody knows that the Kiddushin can't take effect. Shmuel Omar, no, the Mos of Matana, everybody knows the Kiddushin can't take effect, and therefore this was a present. So let's understand both Rav and Shmuel now. Rav Amar Moos Chozrin, Rav says the money has to come back when you gave your sister Ketzef Kiddushin. Obviously the Kiddushin are in Chal, and therefore she has to return the money to you because Adam Yodei Shei Kiddushin Tovsi Bachoser. Everybody knows that you can't marry your sister. That's well known. No doubt about that. So when he gave his sister Ketzef Kiddushin, the Gomar Venosan Lishum Pikodon. He gave it to her as a loan. In other words, he gave it to her as a deposit. And therefore, she has to return it. It wasn't given as a gift. That's Rav's opinion. Because everybody knows it wasn't for Kiddushin. So why did he give it to her? He gave it to her as a loan. So why didn't he say it's a loan? So say it's a loan. I'm giving it to you as a deposit. I'm giving it to you as a loan. So why are we saying over here that he's Makadi Shachoso? He should have said, I'm giving it to you Lishum Pikodon. So the Gemara says, because Savalo Makabla, he assumed she would not take it. She was not going to accept from him a loan, not going to accept from him a deposit. So he gave it to her as Kesef Kiddushin, and therefore she took it. But of course, it was with the understanding that it's not Kesef Kiddushin, and she'll have to go and pay him back. She'll have to give him back the Pikadon. That's Rav's understanding. Shmuel saw by Moz Matana. He says this was given as a Matana. Everybody knows, Odom Yodesh ain't Kiddushin Tos Bechos. Everybody knows it couldn't have been for Kiddushin purposes, and therefore, the government of Nosan Lushum Matana, he wants to give her a present. So say, giving her a present. Why is he saying giving her a Kiddushin? The name of the law, Lushum Matana, he should have said, here, sister, here's a present. So the answer is, the sister wouldn't have taken it. She would be embarrassed to take this present from him. She's Nebuch Poor. He wants to support her, but she's embarrassed. So therefore, she wouldn't take it as a present. But if he gives it to Kes Kiddushin, so then she has an out, so to say, as to why she's accepting it. And therefore, she accepted it. And therefore, it's a present. And she doesn't have to go and return it. So Shmuel's opinion is that when you give something like this, it's clearly meant as a present, and the person doesn't have to return it. We question this based upon a Mishnah in Challah. Masav Ravina. Ravina questions Shmuel's opinion that this is a matana from the Mishnah Chala, which tells us it's seemingly not a matana. Because in that situation, hamafrish chalosu kemach, there's a din, as everybody's familiar, that you have to take off chala. Chala is one of the matnos kahuna, one of the 24 matnos kahuna, that when you make a dough, you have to give if the dough is of significant size. In modern terminology, it has to be about 2.5 pounds to even be a chashash, and if you make a dough that's about 5 pounds, so then it definitely is a chiyuv in chala. Even in chutz laretz, be the rabbanon, we say you have to do this, even though the din technically is only in Eretz Yisrael. But the rabbi said, we don't want you to forget this din, and therefore it's even in chutz laretz as well. So hamafrish chaloso, if a person takes off his dough, but he doesn't do it when it's a dough, so the challah that he's taking off of here was when it was flour. Hamafrish chaloso kemach. So he takes off the appropriate amount. It's 1/24th for a private person. For a baker, it would be 1/48th, assuming you have a dough of significant size that you have the chiyuv of challah. So a person is mafrish not from the dough. He was mafrish from the flour that would make a dough of that size, and he gives it to the kohen. Now, this Mishnah in Challah tells us that eino challah, that is not a valid giving of the challah. The gezel be a kohen, and if the kohen keeps this, he is a ganav, even though it was given to him. He didn't steal it, but if he doesn't return it, in fact, he's going to be like a ganav. It is gezel. It is not halachically this type of truma called challah. Now, here's the question that we ask on Shmuel. V'amai gezel b'yad kohen. Why do we say that it's gezel in the hands of the kohen? After all, Neymar, everybody knows, Adam Yodea Shema Frishim Chala Kemach. Everybody was familiar with this din, that you have to go and take the challah from a dough. You can't take the challah off this matnas kahuna when it's still in the flour form. So when he did this, obviously he knew you're not allowed to give this as the din of challah, so mustn't he be giving it a present according to Shmuel? That should be a good present. So how come the Mishnah says he has to go and return it? Because it's not considered a matana, it's considered gezel biyad kohen. So therefore, this is a kash on Shmuel. So how Shmuel answer this? Shmuel would say, shiny awesome. That case is different. Yes, it is a present, but there, there's the potential for a takola, the nofik churbamina. There's a potential for a tremendous problem over here of the kohen mistakenly eating tevel. Now, even though you're going to be mafrish truma from tevel, therefore, you would think that maybe a kohen can eat tevel because he can eat tevel because he should be able to eat the truma and the chulin that will be in it. But no, until you mafrish it, a kohen can't even eat it as well. So in this situation, we'll see there's the nafik churbimina, there's the potential for the kohen to go and eat something that is tevel, meaning he's going to eat a dough or the dough that is being made from this flour without having taken off challah. Even a kohen, when he makes a dough, has to be mafrish challah. He can then keep it for himself because he's entitled to eat it. But in this situation, he is not allowed to go and eat it without being mafrish the challah from it. So the nafik churbimina, because in this situation, a terrible takola could come about, a churva. a destruction could come about over here. Why is that? Because Zimnin, the Islay, Le Kohen, Pachos, Michomesh, Uroim, Kemach. Because under this situation, the Kohen might have less than the shear of Challah in flour. So the shear of Challah is 5/4 of a kav, a revi'is kav. So you need 5 of those. You need 5/4 of kavim, 1 1/4 kavim. That is the minimal shear to make a dough from that you have to take off challah from. So this Kohen has only 4/4 of a kav. He has 1 kav, so it's not enough to take off challah from it if he would make it into a dough. And then some person gives him his mafrish to the Kohen challah in the form of flour. Now, the Kohen takes what he got from this other person. Let's say the other person gave him 2 kavs worth. So now, the Kohen altogether has 6 kavs worth of flour. So now, the Kohen will say, well, I don't really have to take off challah from this dough that I'm going to be making, because 4/4 of it, 1 kav of it, doesn't require to me to take off the challah, because that didn't have the shear. And now when I'm adding on to it, these other 2 revi'is kavs, so I'm getting a half of a kav, but that is given to me as challah, so it can't combine with my 1 kav that does need to have truma challah taken from it if it has a sufficient shear, but it can't combine with this half of a kav that doesn't need to have truma challah taken off from it. That's what he'll mistakenly think. He's going to mix them together. He'll have 6/4 of a kav. He'll have 6 revi'is of a kav over here. And therefore, kesavra nisakna isaso. And he'll say, no, this doesn't need to have truma in the form of challah taken off from it. And he's going to end up eating this without taking off the challah that he has to take off from it. Because, in fact, it is obligated, because that which he was given, you can't be mafrish challah from it. So when he got that 2 revi'is kavs from that person, the half a kav total, so that really did combine with his full kav, his 4 revi'is kavs, and he had altogether 1 1/2 kavin, which would be more than the shear of 1 1/4 kavin to go and take off the challah. And therefore, he's going to mistakenly think that it doesn't need to be taken off, but it really does, and he's going to be eating tevel, anything that is supposed to have the trumas taken from it, including this truma called challah, so it's tevel. And the Kohen himself cannot eat it, even though once he's mafresh it, he would be able to eat the whole thing. Here he's not allowed to go and eat it, and therefore he's going to eat tevel. Now Rashi goes through a long arichos, how we get to this figure of 1 1/4 kav is the shear for challah. Ayin and the Rashi yourself, looking at the art scroll, they have great interpretations, but it's going to detract us, I think, from our understanding of the sugya, so we'll just accept it, as the Gemara gives it, that the shear is 1 1/4 kav. So this person, this Kohen, who got his own flour combined with the flour that he was given, which cannot have the din of challah, she'ein mafrishin challah from kemach, he's going to think you could, and therefore it's lead to a takala. So technically, this is a matana, since everybody knows so this was given as a matana, so he should have been able to keep it. So how come it's gezel? Why does this Mishnah Chala say it's gezel biyat kohen? Because of this potential takala. So the rabbi said, you got to return it. You're right, it technically is a matana. But here, because of the potential chorva, the nafik chorva mina, so the rabbi said you have to go and return it. So Shmuel has no problem with this Mishnah Chala. The din is that it's normally a matana. But here, because of the potential chorva, Shmuel says the Mishnah tells us you have to return it. Mark questions this and says, wait a second, for Amris, Adam Yodeshim Afrishim Challah Kemach. You just said everybody knows that when you're giving over flour, you can't be Mafrish Challah from that flour. So when he gets it, he's going to know, no, there is no din of Hafarshish Challah in this, so this is Tevel, and it should combine. This half kav that I got will combine with my 4 revi'is kavs, my kav, and now I'll have 1 1/2 kavin, and I'll have to go be Mafrish Challah. Why would there be a mistake? What's the churba that can come from this? So Gemara says, no. When we say that Adam Yodeh Shema Frishu Chala Kemach, Yodeh, they know Yodeh. We know part of it, but people didn't know the whole din. Yes, Yodeh Shein Mafrish Chala Kemach. Everybody knows that you can't give flour and give that flour in the name of Chala. Everybody knows that. However, they're going to think that the reasoning is for some incorrect reasoning. Then Yodeh, they're not going to know why you can't do that. They're going to say, the Sovar Tamayumai, why can't you be Mafrish Chala from Kemach, because they're going to say Mishum Tiruch of the Kohen, because now you're forcing the Kohen to have to go and knead this flour in with water into a dough, and that's a Tiruch. So we wanted the Kohen not to have the Tiruch, so therefore don't make the Kohen have to be Megadel to go and knead the dough. Give it to him already as a full form dough, so you have to give him the truma called challah in the form of a dough, not as flour. But that's in general. Mishum tircha de kohen. Here, v'tircha de kohen echalte. The kohen was willing to go and take it. And therefore, this kohen was in fact accepting this, so he might think in that situation, it is going to be good challah. And therefore, he's going to mistakenly say that mafrishin challah kemach in this situation, and that's what it means. Yodeh ve'en yodeh. Yes, he knows in general, ein mafrish challah kemach. But if he's willing to accept it, he might have thought that you can be, and therefore, he won't consider this half kav, the two quarter kavs that he got, to be able to combine with his four revius kavs to make the shear of challah, to have more than 1 1/4 kav of challah, and therefore, he'll end up eating tevel. Where it says, okay, we understand what you're saying, but let us still say, v'tevei truma, it should be given over as a present anyway. Truma here doesn't mean it's actually truma, but it should be given over as a present. V'lo seyachel at sheyotzi oleh challah mimokom acher. And we just tell the person that you have to go and separate challah from this. This dough that you have, or this flour that you have to go and separate challah from it. Now it uses lashon mimokom acher, but lav dak mimokom acher, you could do it from this place itself, from this flour itself. As Rashi points out over here, Dibra Maslo b'tevei truma v'lo tiyachal ad shifrosh aleha chala mimokom acher. So lomo his kiku lach zero. Why are we making him give it back? After all, Shmuel says it's a matana, so he should be able to keep it. The churva that you're concerned about, machas churva zu? No. Instead, say yomru hamafrish chalasu kemach harehu chala de gomar v'nosel l'shei matana. He didn't mean to give it as chala; he meant to give it as a matana, and therefore you get it as a matana. However, lo tiyachal a coin, actually yafrish a coin, a little chala. But until the coin actually separates from this dough or from any other dough on this dough, chala, so then he's not allowed to eat it. So the coin will know that. After all, we learned in another Mishnah, this Mishnah of Demai, that everybody knows this, then Milo Tnan, Minanokov al Shenonokov. If you have a flower pot that has a perforation in it, so then that's a chiv d'arayitz that take off Shumas of Isis. If you have a flower pot, Shenonokov, that doesn't have a perforation in it, so then there's only a dindar abon and they have to take off Shumas of Isis. Now, you're only allowed to take off Shumas of Isis on something that's mechuiv on a d'arayitz level, on something else that's mechuiv on a d'arayitz level. You can't take off something that's mechuiv on a d'arayitz level and take it off on something that's only mechuiv on a d'arabon level. So if you have produce that was growing min hanokav in a flower pot that was perforated, that was mechuyev on a deraisa level to take off truma semaisis from this. And you go and take it off as truma al she'eino nokav on a flower pot that didn't have a perforation in it, and therefore it only is mechuyev on a derabana level. So we said in this Mishnah in Demai that this is truma. We do consider it as a present to the Kohen. However, the Kohen doesn't have to give it back, but below seyachal, the Kohen can't eat this until he goes and takes off from another place, from a mokum acher. Again, Rashi points out, it'll be a b'hai mokum acher, lav dafka, doesn't mean literally from another place. He can take it off from this grain that he got in and of itself. But the idea is that he has to take off trumas and maisis on it. And therefore, there is no takal over here. There's no churba that we're concerned about. So why don't we say in our case as well? And it was mafrish to kemach, he doesn't have to return it. It's a gift, like Shmuel said. No, so take off challah from it, from either itself or from another place, just like we have in this Mishnah in Demai. So Mar says, no, there's a difference between our case with the mafrish challah and the case in the Mishnah in Demai, menonokov al sheinonokov. Because there, betray money tzoyes. There, we're dealing with two separate flower pots, one with a perforation in it, the nokov, and one without a perforation in it. And therefore, the person will understand that even though I gave it to you, it's not considered truma, and I have to take off truma from it, because he understands there are two different types of flower pots. But in our case, he's mafrish the challah as kemach, so b'chad mona lo tzoyes, he's not going to believe us. He's not going to listen to us. And he's not going to take off challah on it from either itself or from another place. And let's say, I don't need to do this. And therefore, that's why there's the potential churv over here, and that's why in this situation, Shmuel says, even though it's normally matane, here you have to go give it back, like the Mishnah in challah tells us. So that is teretz number one as to why Shmuel doesn't have a problem from this Mishnah in Challah. There's a teretz number two. V'yibayi seima. In fact, liolam coin made to size. No, the coin would listen to us over here. And if you're mafrish Challah kemach, so the coin wouldn't have to give it back, and he in fact would be mafrish the Challah. However, that's the coin. Coins, the Talmud Chacham, the coin knows the dinim of Trumas and Maisos. The Kesavra Balhabayis Nisak Noisos. But the concern over here is the Balhabayis who gave him this is going to think, oh, I took off challah from my dough. So even though he gave him Kemach, he'll say the rest of my Kemach doesn't require to have any additional challah taken off from it. And V'osei Lemecha B'tivla. And then he's going to make it into a dough. And that dough really hasn't had challah mufrish from it. And as a result, the person, the Bala Bais over here, who gave over the Kemach, is going to eat the dough, the rest of the dough that remained behind, as Tevel, instead of thinking that it's now Chulin. Mor says, but we just said, I thought everybody knew this then, so therefore he'll know that it wasn't really good. So again, the Gemara gives the same terrors we gave before, Yodeh Ve'in Yodeh. Yes, they know something, but they don't know the whole thing. They know They know that, yes, in general, you can't go and give the matnas kuhuna called chala in the form of flour. However, they're going to think the only reason why is the reason why you can't do that is mishum tirchu the kohen, because normally the kohen is going to be upset that he has to do this extra work, so therefore you're not allowed to go do this. But tirchu the kohen kiblale, but this kohen accepted it, so therefore he would mistakenly think that therefore it was good challah, and therefore his remaining flour, which he makes into a dough, is now not tevel anymore, but is chulin, and he can just eat it, and therefore that could be the churva that would come. Moore says again, v'teve truma, let it be a regular gift that's given over it, and like Shmuel says, it shouldn't have to be returned, because v'yachzav yitro, we know that he will just go and have to go and take off real challah from his remaining dough again, because after all, mi lo tnan, we have another Mishnah Demai that tells us, if a person takes misha'eino noko v'ala noko, here he takes the produce from a non-perforated flower pot, which is only mechuyev midrabbanan, al hanakav on a flower pot for the produce that's growing from it, that is midaraisa mechuyev. So in that situation, truma, when he goes and gives this to the kohen, it does have the status of truma. He doesn't have to give it back. However, the flower pot that he took it from, mishen onakav, is not yet chulin. It is still considered tevel. And he knows he has to go and take off truma. So it's over here. When he gave the flour, he's going to know, okay, I gave him flour, but I still have to go and take off challah from the flour that I have remaining, just like this Mishnah that we have in Demai. Shmuel says, no. Again, similar to what we said before, ha okimna betray money tzais. In the case with his two flower pots, so then he understands why it really didn't work. But bechad mona, in the case of the flour, he's going to say, hey, I gave you flour. I gave you the challah from this flour. So the same flour that's remaining behind is considered no longer tevel. So he's not going to listen. Bechad mona lo tzais. Really, the Gemara says, the lo tzais is not going to listen to you. But here we have a Mishnah in Trumos that says he will listen to you. V'atanan ha-torein kishus. If a person goes and takes Trumos from a cucumber, v'nim tzomor, and the truma that he gave from his cucumbers turns out to be bitter, and therefore this is min hara ala tov, and it's not considered a proper way to give truma. Or avatir, he gave a watermelon over here as his truma, v'nim tzisaruch, and it turns out when they cut it open that it was all spoiled. So the din is that item that he gave, the cucumber or the watermelon he gave, does have the status of truma. However, the yachzav of yitro, but he still has to go and give truma from his watermelons and cucumbers respectively. Now, this is a case where it's one mana, and we see that the person will listen. So how come we say in our case of mafrish truma, that he's mafrish the chala called truma from kemach, that he won't listen and have to be mafrish the rest of the kemach? Why do we say in the case of the cucumbers and the avatiach, he will listen? In the case of the flour, he won't listen. Where it says there's a big difference. Shani Hassan, in the case of the cucumber and the avatiach, you know what's happening? Midaraisa, it's good. Midaraisa, you're allowed to go and separate min hara al hatov. And it's only knas d'rabbanan that the rabbis instituted, you got to get truma again. The midaraisa, truma ayhi. This works. And this is based upon Rabbi Eloi, what Rabbi Eloi taught us. What did Rabbi Eloi teach us? Dham Rabbi Eloi. Rabbi Eloi said, darshan the pasuk in the following way. Minayin litori min hara al hayofe, shetruma so truma. How do we know that the din is that midaraisa, if you took off something that wasn't so good, it was raw, on something that was good, so nevertheless, while you shouldn't have done that, that is considered truma. It is a valid truma. Because the pasuk says in Emar, v'lo sisu alav chet b'arimchem eschobo. Don't do a sin when you take off the ra instead of giving him min hatov. You take off ra ala tov, so don't do that, because you'll be doing a sin. Now, it calls it a sin. It may no kadosh nisiyos chet lama, but if it didn't work, so then why would you call it a sin? It should have just said it doesn't work, and you have to go take off truma again. Oh, from the fact that it says, don't do this sin, it means that you're doing something wrong, but it did work. So this is where Rabbi Eloi learned out that in fact, the truma in this situation is a valid truma, and therefore, in this situation with the kishus and the avatiach, there is no real potential churva that can come. Because let's say the guy doesn't listen to us. Okay, but it technically was a hufrash. So therefore, it's not any longer considered tevel. But in the case of the flower, if the guy doesn't listen to us, that's real tevel. And therefore, according to Shmuel, there's a churba. So therefore, that's how the second way we can understand Shmuel, that even though he holds it, it's a matana, nevertheless, in this situation with the flower, it has to come back. Okay. Now, we had said that Rav Ami had learned our Mishnah in the third part of our Mishnah was qualifying the second part of the Mishnah. Not like Rabbi Shmuel said it was qualifying the first part of the Mishnah. So Rav Ami had said that the third part of the Mishnah, if you ate it, was qualifying the second part of the Mishnah. Now, Amar Rava, Rava says, and we turn to Mimzayin Rav Aleph, that statement which Rav Ami made, Lo Shanu, Elo Di Amar Law, Bizu, Ubizu, Ubizu. That's only applicable when the man said to the potential wife, here, you're miskadeshes with this Tamara, Bizu, Ubizu, Ubizu. However, Avol Amar Law Be'elu, if he had said, I want you to be mikudeshes to me with all of these, not Bizu, 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 he used the Lashon Be'elu, Afilu Ocheles, even then if she ate them, Nami mikudeshes. It's not a milveh anymore in this situation, because he finished his statement and said, I want you to be mikudeshes to me with all of these. And then he gave it to her. So in that situation, Amar Law Be'elu, Afilu Ocheles, even if she ate them, it's not called a milveh in this situation. Nami mikudeshes, and if she's mikudeshes, because ki ka'ochla midinavsha ka'ochla, because now she's eating her own, and therefore it's not a milveh, and therefore even Rav Ami would say in this situation that she would in fact be mikudeshes. And I'll show you that this is right. The word says, Tanya Chavasi the Rava, we have a brisa in support of what Rava just taught us. Because we have a brisa that says, Hiskachili ba'alon birimon ubi'egos. If a person says to a woman, I want you to be mikudeshes to me with this alon, alon is an acorn, birimon, which is a pomegranate, and be'egos, with the type of walnut. So in all of these situations where he says, ba'alon birimon ubi'egos, she is mikudeshes. Or if he said, oh, Shamala, Hiskachli Be'elu. Or if he said, with all of these, so then she's Mekudeshes as well. However, in Yesh, that's only true. In Yesh, Mekul, and Shavu Pruta, Mekudeshes. As long as there's a Shavu Pruta over here in all three of them, the Alon, the Rimon, and the Egos, together, combined, they have a Shavu Pruta, so then she's Mekudeshes. But Im Lav, so then if it doesn't have it, so ain't Mekudeshes. Okay, so that's the understanding of the first part of this price. The price continues and says, if he had said Bizu, Ubizu, Ubizu, so then similar idea over here, and that will be the question, how do you understand this price? Why is it repeating itself? It says, if he's Mekadesher with this, this, and this, so then, if there's a Shavapruta, she's Mekudeshes. If all three of them don't have a Shavapruta, she's not Mekudeshes. And then the Brisa finalizes, and it says, Bizu, if he gave her a date, let's say, and she ate it, and it's Olaso V'Achaloso, so then, in this situation, Bizu, if he gave her another one, with this one, and it's Olaso V'Achaloso, and she ate it, so that's going to be a Milveh, Ba'od Bizu, and then he gives her a third one, Ba'od Bizu, and then a fourth one, so in any other additional ones he gives us, so Eino Mekudeshes Ache B'Achas Me'en Shavapruta, until one of them has a Shavapruta, which will eventually have to mean, say over here, like Rav Ami said, it means that the last one has a shaprut, the one that she hasn't eaten, and therefore that would be a valid kiddushin. If it was the first ones that had a shavapruta and she ate it, that's again, it's no longer a kiddushin, it's a kiddushin via a milveh, which is not good. Okay, so that we'll have to give this answer again in a moment. But the Gemara now says, with the first case that we gave over in the Brisa, Hai bi'alom, bi'rimon, bi'egos, hechidom, what are we talking about? If you're telling me, Ilemo, the Omar law, he said to her, I want to be Mekadishu. O ba'alon, o b'rimon, o b'gal was only one of these three, this one or that one, so the word or is there. So, im yesh b'kul shavapruta b'kudeshes, and how does it work if all three of them together have a shavapruta b'kudeshes? That's not what he said. Ba'o, kamar, if you're telling me that it meant o, alone, o, rimon, o, egos, so then the fact that together they have a shavapruta is worthless, because he was only mekadesha with each one individually, and therefore that wouldn't be it. So, Elo, when he said ba'alon, the Rimon, Ube'egos, he meant all of them, so then, Hainu, Bizu, Bizu, Bizu. Then how is that any different than the next case where we said, I'm a Kaddish with this, this, and this, so how is that any different than Alon, Rimon, Ube'egos? So obviously, therefore, you must have to interpret the Brice in the following way. Elalab, the Amala, he actually said to her, Be'elu, I mean, a Kaddish with all of these things, and therefore, that's what it means. I heard Mekhtani Sefer, then why does it say afterwards, O Sharma Law Hiskachli Be'elu? It then uses the Lashon Hiskachli Be'elu. Then it's the same thing. Mekhtani the Reisha La Be'elu Askina. It implies that the Reisha is not Be'elu because then right afterwards we have Be'elu. Of course, it says, no, Pirusha Kamen Farish. The second part is explaining the first part. When he said Hiskachli Be'alon, Be'rimon, Be'egos, when he said, I want to be Mekadishu with this alone, this acorn, this rimon, this pomegranate, this egos, this walnut. So then, what does that mean? Ketzad, how did he do this? Ah, kegon, the amala. It's the same thing as if he said to her, Hiskachli be'elu. I'm being mekadesh you with all of them. And now, when it says at the end, Huktani Sefer, Bizu, I want to be Makadish you with this one, and Nitolosu, she took it, the Achalosu, and she ate it, so then, only then, Im Yesh Biachas Miem Shava Pruta, if the last one, as we'll see, we have to explain this means if the last one has a Shava Pruta, so then she's Mikudesh, because then it's not a Kiddushin via Milva. However, Vim Lav, but if it's only the first ones that had it, then it's a Kiddushin via Milva, which is no good. Vim Lav ain't a Mikudesh. If the last one doesn't have a Shava Pruta, she's not Mikudesh. The Ilu Reisha, at the beginning, Lo Kamoflig Bein Ocheles Lemanachas. We didn't make any distinction between whether she ate it or she didn't eat it. Ah, therefore you see, in the Reisha, he sees your Lashon of Elu. Shemami no, Kolechel, the Amal Law, the Elu, so then it's not considered a Milva. It's considered, he finished his Kiddushin with all of these, and even though he gave them afterwards, and she ate them one at a time, Kiko Ochla Minafsha, Ochla, she's eating her own, and therefore it's not considered a milva, and Shmami no, that's a good riot, that she's Mekudeshes. Now, this works out very well. Hanichla Mandiomar, Asevakoi, this works out very well according to Rav Ami, that says that when we have in our Mishnah, we have the same way in the Brisa, when it says, Im yesh bi'achas mehem shavapruta mekudeshes, it doesn't mean bi'achas mehem, it really means umay atshei bi'achas mehem shavapruta, it means atshei b'achrona shavapruta, it means in the last one that it has to have a shavapruta. That's what we learned in the Mishnah, hachanami, in the Brisa, atshei b'achrona shavapruta. You have to learn it the same way. But according to Rab and Shmuel, who learned our Mishnah, that the third part is modifying the first part on his kachli b'tomer zu, and the Rabu Shmuel, the Amri Tavayu, our Reisha koi, it's going on the Reisha, v'ocheles, it's trichle, and the Chiddush there was to teach us that even though she's accepting less than a Shavu Pruta, because she got Hanoah from it, she was so hungry, so she took Hanoah, she might have thought that she's accepting even less than a Shavu Pruta, but Kedushin, Kamashalon, that she's not. So, hocho, klole, kochoshiv. But that doesn't work here in the Brisa. You can't give that teretz in the Brisa. Prati lo kochoshiv. Because it doesn't mention anything about hiskachali bizu. It doesn't say the same thing. So therefore, how would Rav Shmuel understand this Brisa? Shmuel says, no. Homani, you know, they would say, this Brisa is actually two different authors. The last part of the Brisa is Rebihi. This is a famous Rebbe that deals with the halachos of Pigol. And this is somewhat complicated, so I'll do it, but Kitzur Nimrutz. So just very quickly, so if you were to say, when you're doing the avoda of a korban, that I will eat this chutz lizmano, so then that makes it pigul. And then if somebody eats a kezayis of this, they're chayiv karis. So therefore, that's a very bad thing to be mefagel a korban. But you can't be mefagel a korban if there's two things wrong with it. Not only the pigul thing is wrong with it, but also there's a chutz limakomo abnormality as well. And that, you're not chayiv karis for. But it makes it pigul, but it's pigul-like, in that it's not full pigul, it just can't be eaten, the carbon's no good, but that's chutz lizmano. So if you have both of them, a chutz lizmano and a chutz limakomo, so then, rebihi the omar, loshno kizayis, doesn't make a difference how you say it. You said that this kizayis will be eaten chutz lizmano, and another kizayis will be eaten chutz limakomo, loshno kizayis u kizayis, whether you use the vav in between to be mechaber them, prop the havi, each one is considered separate. So, that opinion of Rebbe in regards to Pigel, that each one is considered a separate statement, and therefore this would be something with this Pigel and something else, and it wouldn't be Pigel, so too we could say that this is the opinion of Rebbe over here in the Brisa. And Rebbe therefore says, when he gives Bizu, 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 and then she's Ocheles, she eats each one as she gets it, so then we would go and say that that's also a Prat. And therefore Rav and Shmuel can understand the Brisa in this way as well. Prat Tahave, this is a separate thing, and therefore there is no Stira or Kasha on Rav and Shmuel from this Brisa. Okay, no, this last part was a little bit complicated. We also went down pretty far in the Omer. We have to make up still one last day for the last days of Sukkot for people won't be able to listen on the first day of Sukkot in Chutz La'aretz because of Yontif, Sheni Shogalios. So therefore, we'll try to catch up a little bit. We did a little bit today. Yes, Hashem, we'll do more. And with this, we conclude today's share.